You're listening to VFN Radio. Listen now to the Great Awakening taking place in South Africa, which we believe could be a part of helping bring a third Great Awakening to America. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety on God.TV. Enjoy.
Over 1,200 living rooms linked up to revival. And I'm hearing reports now of churches all over the world that are setting up big screens and they're linking up to the revival here in Durban, South Africa. And it's coming into their church in Virginia Beach, in New York City, in Wales, in Dubai, in Hamburg, Germany, in Dudley, England, and many other churches now. They're getting the vision and they're saying, we want to be an overflow of revival in our city. Today I was praying and I said, God, and I believe it's going to come on many of the children tonight. I said, God, give me 1,000 fires, 1,000 cities, churches, and ministries that would just take the fire. And I know you're watching tonight, Birmingham, Alabama. There's a fire breaking out in Birmingham, Alabama. I keep prophesying and decreeing that there's a fire that's happening right now in Birmingham. And I got another testimony. They said, Todd, you gave a prophetic word about a breakout in Alabama on the television last night. And the pastor of that church and ministry, Jason Hooper, he responded and he said, when you spoke that word of prophecy, it was like the prophecy became a match that lit a fuse, and you put in motion the spirit of revival in our city. I said, tell me what happened. He said, today, the glory of God was on me. I was under the glory, just weeping and weeping at the mall. We call it Walmart in America. He said, I was under the glory and I just couldn't stop weeping. It was like the anointing that's happening right now in Tonga is transferable. And when you prophesied and spoke into the camera, the same glory cloud started to show up here. Something's happening in the atmosphere. Something's being set in motion. It was like the match that lit the fuse. And that's when the Lord spoke to me that the anointing, revival anointing, is contagious. It is transferable. It is tangible. Hallelujah. People can get the fire. How many of you know that fire can spread quickly? And the Lord said, call out 1,000 cities. And I asked people from around the world, tell me where you're watching. I said, tell me on Facebook. Tell me on Twitter. Tell me where you're watching. Tell God TV where you're watching. Tell me the name of your city. Tell me the name of the country you're watching. I want you to send in a testimony of where you're watching, because we're going to start praying and calling out fire over every city and nation of the world. And people that get in enough faith for impartation are going to catch it. How many of you want to catch the fire tonight? Who wants to catch the Holy Ghost fire? Be a fire starter. Carry the flames of revival. It could begin in your living room. You can get your living room plugged into what's happening. God.TV, register your living room. Register your church as an overflow. Get linked up. We'll call out the name of your church in the revival here and pray for your ministry to come into revival. We want to connect fires all over the world. Come on, how many of you want to see 1,000 cities burning? Pockets of revival breaking out everywhere. It's not about one man, one woman, one ministry, one church. We're believing God for a move that will touch all of South Africa. But we're asking the world to come and get in the fire with us. There's revival, and it's touching all of Africa. I saw Africa on fire, hallelujah. I saw Africa burning with the fire of God. I have a place, a special place in my heart for Africa. Not just South Africa, but for many years, our ministry. We've had some of our best, biggest crusades in places like Rwanda and Congo and Ethiopia and all over Africa, Kenya, Nigeria, Ghana. Over 150 crusades we've had in Africa. And I remember Reinhard Bonnke, an evangelist, said he sees a blood-washed Africa. I said, well, I had a vision of an Africa on fire. May it be blood and fire, blood and fire. But I believe the gate and the door to the rest of Africa, it's Cairo to Egypt. It's Cape Town to Cairo. I'm telling you, South Africa is the gateway to revival in this continent. I'm telling you, the fires of revival in South Africa are going to reach all of Africa and the world. And that's why it's Great Awakening Healing Revival South Africa. It's not Great Healing Awakening, the name of one church. Great Awakening, the name of one ministry. Because there are many other cities we're going to get to in this nation. I can't tell you when we're coming, but there are many other cities in South Africa that we're going to come to with the fire. We're going to come to with the awakening. This revival is going to spread all over the nation. At some point, we're going to be in Cape Town. We're going to come back to Pretoria and Joburg. We're going to get to as many cities in this nation as we can. The only problem that now is we're going to need venues of 5,000 to 10,000 people. And then we're believing God for the stadiums. How many of you want to see what God has begun here in the last 19 days? Go to stadiums all over South Africa. We got people now coming in from around the world. And we're saying, come, come, come. Come and be a part of what's happening. We're going to be here until God says we're done. We're going to stay in this building. We're going to stay in Tonga. We're going to stay in Durban, South Africa until the Lord says move. And when we move, it'll still be in South Africa. Pastor, thank you. You've opened the door. I'm just willing to do whatever the Lord wants to do. Thank you, Wendy and Rory, God TV, for partnering with what's happening here and helping us spread the fire to the world. That's why many of these testimonies are coming in. How many of you are just thankful that God is putting a place of little significance, a city called Tonga, on the map to the world? I mean, when you think about it, we're in a city of 45,000 people. And God wants to pour His Spirit out for the world. A fire that'll begin here that'll keep burning. We have a great friend and guest in the house tonight that I must say thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad to see my partner in revival in Africa, Gerald Mwabi, Streams of Life Church, Uganda. Come on, stand up, my brother. We've seen over 1 million decisions for Christ in Africa, 1 million souls. We're going to get another 1 million. We love you tonight. Woo! Shakabaka. Bobby, come up here. Bobby Sullivan. Where's Bobby? Is Bobby here? Bobby, where are you? Bobby, you're on the platform. Listen, this revival is spreading. And Bobby just came to be with us from Canada, all the way from London, Ontario, Canada. I'm a Canadian. Come on, somebody shout for Canada. Bobby thought he was just coming to get under the cloud and be in the revival and catch it and bring it back to Canada. He just arrived on the airplane 2 nights ago, and we told you, we got a fire burning in Worcester right now. I'm not even saying it right. Can you say it?
Worcester.
Worcester. We got a fire burning in Worcester. In fact, 40 churches have gathered, over 1,500 people, with room for another 1,000 in overflow. And they said we could have 2,500 people in
Worcester.
Worcester. And I said, well, I'm not coming. They said, we don't care. We're watching on the big screen. We want you to send us somebody that can bring the fire from Durban down to
Worcester.
Worcester's going to get the fire of God. Tomorrow night, Wednesday night, and we're going to pray with you. And it may go on longer.
It'll go on longer.
They want you?
They want it. They're ready.
You're ready to spread the fire?
If Cheryl says yes.
Cheryl? Cheryl, Bobby wants to spread the fire. Hallelujah. That's your wife.
That's my wife.
You know, Bobby's been connected to a friend of our ministry, an associate, served with us in Lakeland, Florida. You were in, and a revival happened in Ireland. You brought the fire from Lakeland, Florida to Ireland. And we had how many people coming in Ireland?
We started in Broxburn, Scotland. There was over 3,000 the first 3 nights, and it was unreal. 34 nights in a row that we preached in Scotland, Ireland, England.
So the anointing in Lakeland, Florida, which I believe was contagious and transferable, It got on you. It got on Ireland. They raised a boy from the dead in Ireland. And
you're listening to The Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
And the revival broke out.
It was in Belfast. Yeah, the guy was pretty much flatlined, and it was amazing. And they just began to pray and called in, you know, to Lakeland, and God showed up in an amazing way and not only resurrected one kid, but literally resurrected a nation. That's why they called it Fireland.
Fireland! Hallelujah! So may the fire come back to Ireland. May it burn all over that nation. But we're going to pray for you tonight that this fire that's been here is going to be with you as you take it to our friends in
Worcester.
Worcester, are you ready? For the anointing that's coming, we're going to get reports back. We might even have a live feed where Bobby can yell out to us from down there, and we can link in here with what's happening there. Hallelujah. Technology and media revival. Amen. Let's pray. Stretch out your hands tonight and just pray that Bobby, oh, would be a carrier of the glory and the anointing. Bam! In Jesus' name, Lord, that he's full of this same fire, the same spirit, the glory that's coming, and the healing. We commission him out with power and authority to spread the fires of revival to Cape Town, to Worcester, Babasaka. Bam! Worcester! And again,
Worcester!
On fire! If you're watching tonight from any city in South Africa and you want us to send you somebody, we're going to have a whole team of fire starters that I'm going to send out all over the nation of South Africa. You could send us an email and you could say, I want the fire in my church somewhere in South Africa, and we could send you somebody burning. Hallelujah. And if I can't come, somebody's going to come, and we're going to see fires break out all over this nation. Hallelujah. I know people are praying. They're praying for us to go to Joburg. They're praying for us to go to Cape Town. And I mean, if we can get big enough venues, we'll go anywhere the Lord says to go. But I'm staying here in Tongod, and I'm staying here in Durban till the Lord says it's done. Oh, there's so many things I want to get to tonight. And really what I want to get to tonight is praying for the thousands of children that are here tonight. I want to pray for families. I asked you to bring something tonight for the anointing service, maybe a blanket, an apron, a prayer cloth, maybe even a little prayer bear or a little prayer lammy. Hallelujah. My wife said we should have 1,000 prayer lambs to give out to the children that we could anoint with oil and pray over rather than praying over prayer cloths. She said we should pray over little lambs. And you know, when she first asked me about it, she said, maybe we should pray over little prayer bears, hallelujah, little prayer bears that we could give the sick children around the world. I said, maybe we'll get that, hallelujah. If God can bring healing to bodies by aprons and prayer cloths, why can't he do it by prayer lambs and prayer bears? Amen. How many of you think that's a good idea? Yeah. We'll see how we can put it together, hallelujah. The next time we have a meeting like this for kids, oh, Jesus, hallelujah. We're going to do something tonight. I'm going to open my Bible, and I'm going to make a declaration. I believe there's two declarations tonight that I'm going to speak over families and houses. And this is the word of the Lord, but I'm going to read out of Psalm 78. If you have your Bible tonight, I want you to turn with me quickly to Psalm 78. Psalm 78. Psalm 78 is a decree that we're going to make over a revival generation. We're believing God tonight that he's going to touch mothers and fathers, sons and daughters, grandsons, granddaughters, children's children, and children yet unborn. Now, I don't know about you, but before my wife and I came into this meeting tonight, we already started to pray into the future. We started to make decrees about children we haven't even had yet, so that by the time they're born, the devil can't touch them. I want you to understand tonight that you can release a legacy, an inheritance into your children's 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 children. There are things we can set in motion in the spirit tonight that can mark a generation of children that aren't even born yet. But by the time they're born, even from the womb, like Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Ghost from the womb was John the Baptist in the womb. And the Spirit of God came upon her, filled John, the only example other than Jesus, filled with the Spirit from the womb. How many of you believe God from the womb can ordain the Holy Ghost Spirit-filled life? I mean, if you're watching me tonight and you've never been able to have a baby, there's something about barrenness tonight. There's something about life coming into the womb. There's something about the healing of ovarian cancer, fibroids, and tumors. There are many people in this room right now, women in this room, that have never been able to have a baby. I'm going to bless and pray for your womb. I'm going to command life to come into your womb, and God's going to heal barrenness, and many of you are going to have children. I'm telling you right now, there's something about the anointing tonight to break every curse that's come upon a woman's body in the name of Jesus, because we can't have an anointing show up for children without calling forth children and praying for women that have never been able to have children, and then commanding the spirit of death and abortion and miscarriage and the curse that came on you because of it to be broken in Jesus' name. You may be grieving in this room because you lost a child. Listen, the death of a child, who could really understand? And so I was praying about tonight's meeting because I said, God, tonight is a special meeting where we believe for and release revival and prophesy revival in the families and households. I'm telling you right now, when the anointing hits this place, it won't just be healings and miracles in bodies, but there's going to be some amazing signs and wonders tonight. I just felt like the greatest miracles, terminal conditions, liver failure, kidney failure, some of the conditions, leukemia that children have. We've had a prophetic word that Jesus would step into the children's hospitals, begin to heal children. We had a testimony already of a child that received the new heart. I had a testimony today already of another boy that was healed of chronic asthma. Some of the greatest miracles we've ever seen in our ministry happened to the children. There's something about faith like a child. There's something about the kingdom belonging to children. There's something about Jesus wanting to show up and touch the children. And I'm going to say this, it doesn't matter if you're 5, it doesn't matter if you're 55, because all of us are children. How many of you are a child of God? Child of God. It doesn't matter how old you are. And God calls out in Psalm 78, give ear, O my people, to my law, incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable, and I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known. Our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children. Telling to the generations to come, that's what I'm talking about tonight, generations to come, the praises of the Lord and His strength and His wonderful works that He has done. We are to talk about the glory, power of God, signs and wonders to our children's children's children. We're to open up our mouths and talk about the supernatural so that a generation to come, future generations, believe in God and have faith that the power of God is in the church today. I don't know about you in this nation, but in America, we have pastors' kids, children's children growing up in church that have never been in a meeting with a blind see. They've never been in a meeting with a deaf hear. All they get is religion, passed down from generation to generation. They get lukewarmness, tradition, compromise, passed down. And most kids, by the time they become 13, by the time they're teenagers, they're like, I don't want to go to church, Mom. Church is boring. We need to have a revival generation that believes that Jesus is awesome and knows that the kingdom of God is not just talking, but the kingdom of God is power. And we're to open up our mouths as fathers and mothers, and we're to openly speak about the supernatural, openly speak about angels, openly speak about dreams, openly speak about miracles that you see, openly speak about the Holy Spirit, openly speak about revival, because your children will grow up in that kind of culture and they'll say, this is normal Christianity. My children, 13 years old, 17 years old, 13, I have two 13-year-olds. And I'm telling you right now, my children, they believe from the moment they were born that speaking in tongues, deaf ears opening, blind eyes.
You're listening to The Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
Seeing the dead being raised, souls coming to Christ, revival, the glory of God is normal. They speak in tongues. They see angels. They worship the Lord. My 17-year-old daughter prays every day in devotions, doesn't miss one youth meeting, loves to be in church, and preaches openly what she believes about the gospel. God, it's going to come on every child, young and old tonight. Every baby, every infant, every baby in the womb, if you're watching. And we are declaring right now that God will establish, Psalm 78:5, God will establish a testimony in Jacob. He will command, appoint a law in Israel, commanded our fathers that they will make them known to their children so that the generation to come might know them. The children who would be born. Tonight, the anointing is going to touch even a children that have never been born. Some of the daughters and sons that you have now will one day have sons and daughters. And they'll have sons and daughters. And they'll be the children's 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 children. Many of you that have just been married, women that are going to be married in the next 12 months. I'm telling you right now, if you begin to prophesy legacy, if you begin to prophesy destiny and inheritance into a generation before it's even come into the womb, and you mark your children that their children's 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 children are going to be raised up in signs and wonders and destiny and the glory of God before they even get out of the womb, the devil doesn't have a chance. And I was praying about how we were going to do the service tonight, what the message would be, how we were going to put it all together and pray for thousands of people, have a miracle service. I even prayed about the offering, and I told my wife about the offering tonight. I said, honey, I got something from the Lord. We need to assign, put an assignment on our seed, sow into the spirit of revival, and we're going to have a harvest in our children's 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 children. I'm going to sow a seed tonight into the destiny of my children that aren't even born yet. Because I'm believing and asking God for two more. But before they even happen, and it could be years from now, but before it happens, I've already sowed revival into that next generation. I've already prophesied about an inheritance and about a legacy and about a destiny. I'm telling you, you can change your bloodline tonight. It doesn't matter what kind of a caste system you were born in, what kind of a sin or poverty you were born in, what kind of a family you were raised in, what kind of a background your mother or father had. It doesn't matter what kind of an education. I'm telling you, the blessing and the favor is in Jesus. And God is going to touch families and houses, mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters in a generation that's not yet born. How many of you are praying great things for your grandsons and granddaughters? How many of you are praying for your children's children? How many of you are praying for your sons and daughters? Many of you mothers in this room grieving because you have backslidden sons and daughters and they're addicted to alcohol and drugs. You're watching tonight. They're going to be set free. That's the kind of power that's coming tonight. How do I know? I don't know how many dreams you had about it, Jessa. But you kept having a dream and going into a room and the overflow of revival. And every time you went into the room, you saw the children. And she said the children were in revival. The children were seeing angels. The children were having visions. The children were seeing dreams. How many of you would like to have a testimony in your family and in your house that every one of your children sees angels? Every one of your children has vision. Every one of your children dreams dreams from heaven. Every one of your children, God uses them in miracles and signs and wonders. And I said, we're going to sow a seed tonight. My wife got her money, and she said, this is a seed for my daughter. And then she said, this is a seed for my son. I said, we don't have a son and daughter. She said, we're praying for a son, and we're praying for a daughter, and I'm sowing into his destiny. I'm assigning inheritance to his future. I'm assigning legacy to his future tonight. And of course, I left the money. I left it in the hotel. And I got to the meeting, and my wife said, where's the offering? I said, I don't know. Look in my bag. She said, we prayed in the presence of God over that seed. It's not money anymore. And I said, I'm sorry. Give me some more money. We'll pray again. And I did. And you got a seed, and you're holding on to it, and you're making a decree that we're going to have a revival, a reformation, an awakening anointing is going to come on our son and daughter in the name of Jesus. It's coming on my children watching right now. God's touching them. God's blessing them all the way in Canada right now with an outpouring of glory, fire, and revival. It's on you. You got to speak life. You got to speak destiny into your kids. And I came into the meeting tonight, and this blessed my heart. A young boy, maybe 7, I don't know how old he was, came up to me in the worship, and he said, my mom and dad told me to give you a seed. I said, that seed in your hand is what the Lord told me to do tonight in the offering. We're going to sow a seed tonight for this revival. We're going to sow into revival. People that are getting saved, healed, and delivered in this revival. We're going to sow a seed of breakthrough, and we're going to believe for a harvest in our families. How many of you will help me take the gospel to families around the world? We're taking the gospel into 214 nations, a potential 755 million homes every night, live from Tonga. We have had over 3,100 decisions for Christ at the altar here in the last 19 days. 3,100 people that have come forward to receive Jesus Christ in 19 days. I'm going to ask you to prepare an offering. Ask God what you're to sow tonight. We're believing for breakthrough in families, houses. Let's sow into revival in somebody's family, somebody's house. And this young boy came up to me, Jessa, and he said, my parents told me to give you an offering to sow because they're expecting something to happen to their family. And it was a token and a sign to me. Seed for financial breakthrough. Blessing Todd Bentley and Miss Bentley. And because they assigned the seed to bless me and my wife, I've got to put the seed in the ground that they intended. And I don't know how much it is. It doesn't matter. Something was put in motion in the spirit by giving. And tonight we need to receive our offering in the revival. And I'm going to ask you to pray about a seed. To sow into what's happening right now and help us on the ground. People have no idea, and watching me, people have no idea, night after night, how much it cost us to be on the ground. We didn't come to Africa to get rich. You don't come to Africa to have revival to get rich.
That's right.
We could have revival anywhere else in the world. No, we couldn't. Because God chose to show up in this nation and begin to move with something new and fresh. And we're just running with it. But I am so blessed tonight that we have friends and partners around the world helping. And many that are being blessed by this revival broadcast, God TV. Would you sow a seed with us tonight watching? Would you sow a seed for your family? Would you be a part of the offering tonight if you're watching the broadcast, coming into your living room, coming into your home, coming into your church, and the information is on the screen? We're going to ask you to give tonight, too. Would you consider funding a week of revival? 1 million rand. Just so people have an idea what God TV, Wendy and Rory Alec, are making available to South Africa. They have decided in faith to put up more than 1 million rand a week to bring this revival and the gospel to homes around the world. We're asking businessmen, businesswomen, churches, and ministries.
You're listening to The Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
A seed, sow something tonight. 100% of everything we receive on television goes right back into staying on television. We haven't even met the cost yet. And everything we receive in the offering in this building tonight goes 100% into Great Awakening Healing Revival South Africa, and it helps us stay on the ground. We're trusting God just like you. We have a ministry in America. I have a staff. I have a budget. I have a team in America. I've canceled all of my meetings to stay here. And I know people in this place are blessed. And many have been giving sacrificially already. Thank you. Would you ask God about a seed tonight and prepare your offering? Take it in your hand. Maybe you're ready to give already. We're going to ask the ushers to come forward. Thank you for responding as you're watching. Thank you for sowing into revival. Sow a seed for revival in your family, a generation, the next generation. God, we're marking sons and daughters tonight in our giving. Not just in our worship, not just in our praise tonight, not just in the praying that's going to happen at the altar, but with our sowing. Would you sow a seed for your family? God, this is my seed I'm sowing for Jocelyn. This is my seed that I'm sowing for Josiah. This is my seed that I'm sowing for David or Mary, Suzanne, whatever the name is right now. I'm believing for breakthrough. I want to harvest. Somebody's family is going to get touched and saved and healed and come into revival because you helped sow into what God's doing. But God's going to give you a harvest back in your family. God's going to give you a harvest back in your household. And if you've never been in a meeting like this and you've never sowed a seed, I'm saying this tonight. Try God. It might be 10 rand. Try God. Maybe 100 rand. Try God. Lord, thank you for 1,000. Thank you for 10,000 rand. Thank you for 100,000. Businessmen that can help us. Churches that can help us. Let's pray. Father, multiply the seed in our hand. Let a fruitful, mighty harvest come back as we sow, as we give tonight, as we prepare our offering tonight, as people are responding around the world and sowing into revival here. They're believing for breakthrough in their churches, in their cities, in their homes, in their families. God, I thank you that every person, every man and woman sowing seed, every mother and father sowing seed tonight, sowing into our grandchildren, destiny, we assign that every seed, every dollar tonight, God, would have assigned to it legacy, destiny, and inheritance. In the mighty name of Jesus. Can we worship the Lord with our giving? If you're here tonight and you're an international guest and you'd like to give by credit card, put your hand up. If you're here tonight and you'd like to give by credit card, put your hand up. We'll bring you a form.
As we receive the offering here in the auditorium in Tongaat, South Africa.
That's right.
We're asking that you would sow a generous seed, that you would sow a seed for your family members, literally speaking and calling unto the generation that is to come. If you've not already done so, please sow a generous seed in expectation, in faith, as to what the Lord will be doing this evening by His divine plan.
That's right.
Yeah. You see the number on your screen. You see our website. We're asking that you contribute today.
Yes, dear viewer. People are standing by at the call centers ready to take your call. But it's important that you understand that what we do here costs money. And
amen.
I'm sure you do. The important thing here is that you need to hear what the Holy Spirit is directing you to do. And that's important because God gives seed to the sower. And as we heard tonight here, this is a revival seed. So why don't you consider something very special? Come before God and say, Lord, what do you want me to do? And then phone the number on the screen or even go online and you can actually make your pledge or your donation online. So, you know what, Fergus? It's all about changing lives. It's about healing, bringing the glory of God from here right into your living room or in the church facility where you're at. And I've got a testimony here from Kathy, and she says, I had pain in my knee, which was affecting me when I walked and caused me to limp. Todd gave a word of healing, and as soon as he said pop, my knee popped, and I was healed. I am now walking properly. Praise God. Now, this is what this is all about.
Amen. My children were deeply, deeply impacted by the meetings in Norway. I know your children were deeply, deeply impacted. They were on the carpet here this weekend. We're asking that what's happened in our children's lives, and indeed what's happened in all the children here, we can extend through media, and we can bless the children that will be watching in the coming days. So please give a generous seed, call the number on your screen, go online, and give your most generous offering today.
I also want to encourage all the business people out there, businesswomen, businessmen, you know, it's time now to actually do something with what God has given you. And I know you've been considering this for a while, possibly. Maybe the Holy Spirit is laying on your heart now to do something very significant. Well, call the number, take that step of faith, and do something. Phone the number, go online, and let us know. Because of your support and your assistance in making God TV bring the signal, or assisting God TV to bring the signal from Tonga here in South Africa, right into your living room. This testimony from Kenya is real. It's Beth from Nairobi. She says, I got saved while watching this program. I mean, come on, that is a brilliant testimony.
So help us make that impact tonight. Make a generous gift as we go back to worship now. God bless you and thank you.
As a church, we are called to pray for our government on a daily basis. I am praying that President Zuma will come to this revival meeting. You believe that? The president of our country will come to this revival. We are expecting the mayor of our city, but he may be engaged, but we're happy to have with us Mr. Logi Naidu, the son of Tongaat, and served as the deputy mayor for many years, and is a speaker of the house. Next to him we have Mr. Pregi Padyati, one of our local politicians. We have Mr. Brian Jainardhan as well. I'm not sure of any other, but we want to pray for thee. The Bible says we must pray for those that are in authority. If you'd allow it, sir, we'd like to pray for you. If you would come up, and we'd like to pray for these, Brian Jainardhan and Mr. Padyati and Mr. Logi Naidu. Would we stand, please, as they come up? We'd ask our brother Todd to come, and in doing so, we want to pray for South Africa. Yes. We want to pray for revival and God to touch South Africa as we are hearing all over. So would you come up, sir, gentlemen? We want to stretch our hands out, and in doing so, we want to acknowledge that God has placed these people in the powers of our country, and we want to pray for our President Zuma and the cabinet, that God will give them wisdom, that South Africa will be blessed. It'll be a violent-free country. It'll be a peaceful country. The presence and the power and the peace of God will always be upon our country. It is a beautiful country. South Africa is a beautiful country. And God's glory and God's power and God's blessing is upon them.
You're listening to The Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
And we'd ask for our Brother Todd to pray.
We welcome you tonight, and I'm just honored that government representing a nation would come and receive and bless what's happening in this place. And we are to pray that revival would come, not just in families and homes, but revival would come in the land, in the economy of this nation, in the government of this nation, and pray that God would lead this nation with dreams that could only come from heaven by the Holy Spirit. I pray that the president of this nation would have dreams that would give him the wisdom, the direction needed to see the breakthrough and the healing God wants to bring to this land. And we're going to ask everybody in the room right now to just begin to pray and bless these ones that stand in government that have come here tonight as elected officials in the city, in the region where we're hosting revival. Pray with us in your living rooms and in your homes right now that God would touch and give wisdom and revelation to each one. And Lord, I just pray that your favor and open heaven would be over them right now, and that there would come, oh, there it is, the anointing. Oh, would be released inside of him, and that his family would be enriched and blessed in Jesus' name. And Father, we just touch them, that healing come into their bodies and blessing and favor come onto their lives. All the work of their hands would prosper in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, that your glory would fill them right now, and that your fire would burn in them right now, that it would be the fire of revival, that it could be released in government in Jesus' mighty name. We just give the Lord a mighty shout. Oh, we love you tonight, Lord. You know, I don't want to spend a lot of time tonight, but I do want to take a few moments to share with you what I believe the Lord is going to do when we pray for the children. Hallelujah. I got to make room on my pulpit. And I don't have a sermon or a 5-point message I put together, but something from the heart of God that I want every person tonight that's believing for revival in their family, in their home, especially if you're praying for your sons and daughters. There's many children that are here tonight. I want you to hear a promise. Even the children, I want you to hear a promise watching me. Two scriptures I'm going to ask you to turn in your Bible. And just let me read and speak over you what's going to happen tonight out of Mark chapter 10. If you have your Bible, I'm turning to the Gospel of Mark, the 10th chapter. Tomorrow night I'm announcing, come and get in the fire with us. Come this weekend. Make your plans to be here. But tomorrow night I'm announcing we're going to have a fire service. I said we're going to have a Holy Ghost fire service tomorrow night. I don't know how it's going to happen yet, but the impartation is going to be great. And then Wednesday night, we're going to have another miracle service and pray over 10,000 prayer cloths. I'm going to go to people around the world. In fact, I'm going to ask if I can get another 5,000 prayer cloths to pray for people in the meeting Wednesday night for impartation. Give one to every person. Now, Pastor Ronnie, I'm going to ask you to help me. Can we get 5,000? I'm going to pay for it. 5,000 prayer cloths for Wednesday night. And I'm going to pray for 10,000 at the altar for the people around the world, but I want another 5,000 for Wednesday night in the building. Now, how many of you like that? That putting somebody on the spot. 5,000. I got 24 hours. But day by day, God is leading us and speaking to us what we're going to do in every meeting. Day by day. No meeting has been the same. 19 meetings, and no meeting has been the same. And in fact, it just ramped up this weekend to the next level. By this weekend, people are going to have to come early. You plan on being here for the weekend, you're going to want a seat. And come Friday this weekend, we are full to capacity on a Monday night. Can you imagine what's going to happen this coming Friday? And now that the world knows we're staying in South Africa indefinitely, if you want to come and book your ticket, come. Come from Hong Kong, come from Korea, come from Europe, come from Australia, come from Canada, come from all over Africa, South Africa, wherever you're watching, we're going to be here. I'm only going to make one announcement quickly, and I'll do this later in the week, but you're going to want to take note of one revival change, one schedule change. After preaching the last several weeks of revival, I believe that for the longevity of what God's doing, we need to give everybody a two-day break to energize. The church, the ministry, everybody on my staff and team, and I'm going to take a few days, 2 days, Monday and Tuesday of next week, and we're going to fire the revival back up on Wednesday. So you can still come from the nations on Monday or Tuesday and be with us here Wednesday. But this coming Monday and Tuesday, we are not going to have services. We're going to let everybody recharge and soak. And then we're going to come out of the gate in full force next Wednesday. So hallelujah, we're running every night this week through Sunday night. And then taking Monday, Tuesday next week to rest. And then we're coming back in full force. But how many of you believe that for the longevity of what God does, we got to have rest. We got to have rest and refreshing, amen? That's good for now. Let me just read this scripture in Mark chapter 10. Just turn with me, Mark chapter 10. Reading in verse 13. They brought the little children to Jesus that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of God." The kingdom of God is coming to children. The kingdom of God belongs to the children. And then it says, "Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." He took up the children in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. I do know tonight that we are going to pray for every child in the room, lay hands on them, and bless them, just like Jesus, because the kingdom belongs to the children. The kingdom is coming to children. The Bible says that if we want to enter into the kingdom, we got to become in heart and mind action, spirit, we got to become like children again. What is it about a child that seems so innocent and simple? Children will believe anything you tell them, even Santa Claus, Tooth Fairy, Easter Bunny. And for some children, it's an amazing thing for their creativity and their imagination. You know, and I'm not here to say whether I believe in Santa Claus, Tooth Fairy, and Easter Bunny. But it's amazing. We need to give hope. And we need to give faith. And we need to receive healing in the kingdom.
by becoming in our heart and our mind and our spirit like children. Because that's who the kingdom belongs to. And really, we are all sons and daughters of the Most High. We've all been given a spirit of adoption in which we cry, Abba, Father, Daddy, Daddy. There's a cry in our hearts for a Daddy, God, Daddy, Father in heaven. And that He loves us. And I remember when God revealed His love to me for the first time. And I had been a young man that grew up in a broken home.
You're listening to The Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
Maybe some of the children here today, you've been in a broken home and there's been divorce in your house. Something happened to your father or your mother. But I grew up in a broken home. My dad and my mother got a divorce. I was 5 years old. My father was gone. Drugs, alcohol. My mother did her best to raise me. She was deaf. I could not communicate with my mother. I had no father. And I grew up like a lot of young people that I know today. A generation that doesn't know the Father's love. I grew up with rejection. I grew up with anger. I didn't know what to do with the pain and how I had felt forsaken, abandoned by my father because of another woman, drugs, alcohol. And I got to say today, I love my father. I got to say, my father gave his life to Jesus, and my stepmother, whom I love very much and very dearly, that are watching the revival. Love you, Mom and Dad. Bless you in Canada, in Jesus' name. But I'm telling you, as a child growing up and knowing that my father had an addiction to alcohol, I started drinking with my father at 11 years old. Can you imagine? We have children in this room that are 11 years old. I was a drunk at 11. I mean, I got drunk regularly at 11. I got into my mother's vodka cabinet. I got all the alcohol in my house. I started drinking and getting drunk with my father and just thought it was normal at 11 years old. And then I thought it was normal to do drugs. My dad and I did drugs together. His drug dealer was my drug dealer before I was 17. And my father thought the way you raise your son is you say, son, if you ever want to try drugs, don't do it out there with your friends. Do it with me. I'm dad. Let's drink, party. And I grew up in that kind of a background. So, you know, as a young man and all that pain and rejection and abandonment and issues with the father, and if I saw my father, it was only a handful of times in a year, maybe two times. My mother raised me in poverty, $700 a month. There was never any money for food or brand new shoes. And my mother not being able to hear. But the Father's love came to me. And this was the scripture, and I only want to give you this one. When Jesus was praying a prayer that He prayed for the church and the disciples, it's the Lord's Prayer in John 17. Maybe you know it. One statement changed my life forever. And here's what the statement was. Jesus was praying and He said, Father, thank You that You have loved them as You have loved me. And I stopped and I said these words. The Father God in heaven loves me with the exact same love that He loved Jesus. And Jesus said, thank You, Father, You have loved them. You have loved the apostles. You have loved them with the same love. How much did He love? God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in Him would not perish but have everlasting life. I mean, what father sacrifices his own son to die a terrible death on a cross and shed his blood? What father gives up his own son? Why? Because while we were yet sinners, He died for us because of the love that God had for us. And Jesus said the love that the Father had for us was the same exact love that the Father in heaven had for Jesus. That did something in my heart, because then I said, the Father loves me. The Father loves me. Our Father in heaven loves us. He loves me. I'm a son. I'm a son of God. That gives me power, authority,
confidence, boldness, when you know you're a son of God, when you know you're a daughter of God, when you can say, I'm a son of God, and the Father loves me with the same love that he loved Jesus. That means when you pray, things happen because he loves you with the same love that he loved Jesus. Let me read this scripture in the Gospel of Luke, the 15th chapter. We're going to do this tonight. There are many scriptures and examples of where Jesus had services for children. He said, let the children come to me. Jesus laid his hands on every child, and when he laid his hands on them, it's going to happen tonight, he's going to bless every child. Let me just read out of the Gospel of Luke, the 15th chapter, and I'm nearly done tonight. We want to pray for the children. Reading in Luke 15. Actually, I'm reading in Luke 18, verse 15. Luke 18, 15 says, they brought infants to Jesus. They brought babies to Jesus that he might touch them. And when the disciples saw it, they rebuked Jesus. But Jesus called to them and said, let the little children come to me. Do not forbid them. The kingdom of God belongs to the children. I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter into heaven. We need to have faith like a child tonight. Get back the joy we had when we were... I mean, do you remember when you were a child? You didn't have to worry about money, bills, job, rent, mortgage. I mean, the things my mother had to worry about so that I could be happy and just laugh and play with my toys. I never had a care in the world when I was 5 years old. I believed anything. Somebody told me there was a monster under my bed. I believed it. Any story that I ever heard, good or bad... Because there's something about the innocence, the simplicity of a child. And it's just so precious that God wants us to have faith like children. He wants us to get back to that simplicity where we can just believe anything that God says. So we believe it because God said it. Just like a child would believe anything that a mother would say. How about a mother or a father that would say something about their children that wasn't life? There's so many that I know that grew up in the brokenness of rejection. You're ugly. I hate you. Can't you be like your brother? Can't you be like your sister? The pressure, the expectation, people that didn't know how to be fathers, people that didn't know how to be mothers. And that's why we need the hearts of the fathers turn to children and the hearts of children turn back to fathers so that God can break the curse and heal the land. There's so much separation, so much destruction that's happening in houses and families today. We need healing and restoration. I believe that's why God's bringing revival to families. God's bringing revivals to houses. And that's why we're having a service tonight and we're saying, God, we're going to bless and anoint and pray for an impartation of the fire of revival to come upon every child, and that the healing is going to come. And it's not just going to be healing tonight in the physical body. It can be healing in the heart. It can be healing in the soul. Hallelujah. Because there's something about the heart of God. There's an anointing in the scripture. It's called beauty for ashes. Beauty for ashes. Do you know what the oil of gladness, the anointing of beauty for ashes is? The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness? The oil of gladness, the oil that makes you glad. And then the beauty that God gives for ashes. Let me tell you what beauty for ashes is. You come to God with everything that's ashes in your life, and God gives you beauty in exchange. You come to God with all of your abandonment, all of your rejection, all of your self-hatred, all of your fear, all of your anxiety. You look at yourself in the mirror and you don't like what you see. Come on, I'm talking to sons and daughters, mothers and fathers. You might be 50 today, but I'm speaking to the pain and the rejection in your heart. And you look in the mirror, you don't like the way you feel, you don't like the way that you look. And it all goes back to what happened to you as a son, what happened to you as a daughter. God wants to heal the emotional pain and trauma and the abuse that can go all the way back to the childhood that you never had, and the words of death that were spoken over you that can be broken tonight. And he wants to give you a beauty for ashes. He wants to give you a divine exchange. He wants you to come not just with the sickness in your body. He wants you to come with the sickness in your soul. He wants you to come with the pain in your heart where your spirit was broken. And he wants to touch the very thing. You might call it an insecurity. You might call it a fear. You might call it a bondage. Whatever it is, God wants to touch it tonight. And I remember when...
You're listening to VFN Radio, and you've just been listening to The Great Awakening taking place in South Africa, which we believe can be a part of helping bring America's third great awakening. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety at God.TV. Thanks for listening. VFN Radio.